Yuval Ben Ami is a Tel Aviv resident and blogger. He says people are feeling insecure after the Gaza strike on the Israeli capital.
To be honest, it seems that the Iron Dome system does block a lot of the falls. Certainly, we were misled to believe that there will be no missiles at Tel Aviv range, because the first day of attacks, we were told that all of the underground arsenals were destroyed. And then suddenly a missile hits Tel Aviv area. How else are we being misled?
So let's take a look, a bit of a closer look at the kinds of weapons Hamas may be using. The Qassam or the M75, the homemade rocket, can strike targets up to 17 kilometers away. Now, the cities of Ascalon and Sderot lie in this range. Palestinian fighters have also used Iranian-made Grad missiles. The rockets have a range of 20 kilometers and could hit the city of Ashdod. Upgraded Grad rockets can travel up to 48 kilometers and could potentially pound Beersheba. Israel says at least one Fajr 5 has been fired over the last 3 days. This weapon is able to strike the capital, Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem, the holy city for Muslim Jews and Christians. Those cities are within 75 kilometers from Gaza. Richard Weitz is the director of the Center for Political and Military Analysis at the Hudson Institute. He says weapons from countries destabilized by revolutions and civil wars have actually ended up in Gaza.
There's also a lot of speculation that during the Libyan civil war, there were a lot of small arms and light weapons, and they probably entered the international arms market, the arms trade, and some of them no doubt have found their ways to the Gaza forces in Gaza. And finally, it's possible that even Syria is becoming so awash with weapons that some of it's being flushed backwards into, you know, in Lebanon and perhaps to Hezbollah and then find their way to Hamas. So there are a diverse range of sources that they can get them externally. And another big difference from 2008 to 2009 is the Egyptian assassins appear to be either less effective or less willing to impede the flow of these weapons than they were under Mubarak.